Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson. You're on UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I was just on a conference call with Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan, and they're discussing their role in the film Just Mercy. This is a film we have to see. This is a film that needs us to respond to make sure that the justice system hears our voice. You know, we have a lot of films about the injustices, and we go and we have great conversations, but we don't have action. So I'm praying that after you see Just Mercy, that action begins to stir inside you. And that's for everybody. Everybody, we now have to stop saying, oh, that's just the justice system, that's just how it is, it's not fair. No. We need to be the voice now to make it fair, because it's people's lives. Not only their lives, it's a trickling effect, their family lives. And so I hope that everyone goes see Just Mercy, and I pray that there becomes a stirring for action. So listen, let's hit Jamie Foxx up, and he'll tell you why he decided to do the film.
First of all, it was a company involved, Michael B. Jordan, who's my little baby brother, who I watched grow up and be so eloquent in his choices and how he picks his roles. Think about this. I say this all the time. Michael B. Jordan laid down a DNA of a beautiful narrative in Fruitville Station, speaking to us about terrible atrocities because of the color of someone's skin. And then he takes that narrative and goes to the biggest movie ever done, Black Panther, where he plays Killmonger. But even in the role of the supposed villain, he still has this incredible narrative that we could all attach our emotions to. And now, Just Mercy, which I think is it is by far the most important movie I've ever done because of the discovery of Bryan Stevenson. I think that Bryan Stevenson is the most important person on the planet right now because of what he does. And what I mean by that is that Bryan doesn't fatigue. If you look at how sometimes we'll have a revolution on our social media platforms and it'll last 30, 40 minutes or whatever that is, I've always said that in Bryan Stevenson's situation, behind closed doors, this man is doing things that we all need to know about. He cares for people who haven't been cared for. And so that's why stepping into this role was an absolute yes. It was an absolute a character that troubles you, just the fact of what he went through. But at the same time, as Bryan told me, the humanity of him being. And I had a chance to visit Death Row, not on this film, but another film. And the worst thing you could give anybody on Death Row is hope. But Bryan would say that Walter would give those other inmates, Death Row inmates, hope. And that's what was so beautifully portrayed in the movie. So it was a no-brainer.
That's what's up. Now we're going to hear from Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I think what brought me to the role was Bryan Stevenson himself. I think the man that he is, and the incredible work that he has done and will continue to do, to be able to lend my voice to that project and help get it off the ground and try to get it to as many people as possible around the world to actually see, so they can feel as inspired as I was and still am about trying to make a difference and trying to make a change. I feel like it all starts with the creators, people who are, writing these movies and championing them through studios. And I feel like, it's going to take, people who, are having these projects in demand. I think, you have a demand for things. You have enough people talking about one thing, ultimately a change would actually happen. Now you can see how, the internet is so useful and effective when people want to get together and whether they're, they're fighting for something or an injustice has happened or you can see their influence, the power of numbers. The people have spoken is something that goes, the phrase that, it goes back to, it goes back in time, as far as it wants to go. So, with that essence is, you want to see more of these movies. I think people need to start making a demand for them.
Great. And so, listen, when you get a chance, go check out the film, Just Mercy.